This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Lisa Swiftney.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, episode number 109. Today, we have with us Good Neighbor Raham, and he is the owner of Savvy Sliders in Rochester and Auburn Hills. So, Raham, thank you so much for being a guest today.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Thank you for having me here.
So, why don't we start off by you telling us a little bit about your business? Tell us about Savvy Sliders.
All right. Well, Savvy Sliders, it's an amazing brand that I fell in love with 3 years ago, I would say. We serve amazing, amazing fried chicken, hand-breaded fried chicken, and amazing sliders. We have 12 different sliders that we offer, from burgers, fried chicken, grilled chicken, hangover, steakhouse. Tastes amazing. We do a lot of catering, and everything in our menus tastes really good. We have great sides. We have cheese curds, onion rings, and we have amazing shakes that we sell a ton of them. You can upgrade your shakes, drinks to a shake too when you order combos. So all these things made me fall in love with the brand, and everything at Savvy Sliders cooked fresh. And that one makes it taste really good.
And I can attestify that is very fresh. It is very good. And the shakes are amazing. So tell our listeners about your journey. How did you get into this business?
So as I said, 3 years ago, I was a new location popped up, and I was driving by. And for a long time in Michigan, I haven't seen any great chicken places. And I love chicken, you know, especially chicken fingers. And one day my wife and I were driving on this road, and a new place popped up, and it says Famous Fried Chicken. And I told my wife, let's go try it. Let's give it a try. Hopefully it's good. And we planned it out. 2 days later, we went there. And I ordered chicken, and I was surprised. It was amazing. I loved it. And actually, while I was sitting there eating my food, I saw a poster says franchise now or something like this. And what I did is, while I was eating my food, I emailed them, and 4 days later they contacted me, and Here I am. I have two Savvy Sliders.
And the chicken is very good too. So I can say everything I've had at the restaurant has been amazing. So I appreciate that. So can you tell us about any myths or misconceptions that you hear about in your industry?
Yes, a lot of people are used to frozen chicken fingers, frozen burgers, and ours is fresh. And when people taste our chicken, they think they're undercooked. They don't understand how fresh chicken should taste like. And we have to explain to them that we hand bread the chicken. It's raw. We cook it raw, and we hand bread them. We put them in a broaster, not a fryer, but a broaster. It's a whole different way of cooking chicken fingers. And they're not frozen, as I said. They taste a lot different. And also our sliders, we hear a lot from customers. For example, $3.99 is a lot for a slider. Our patties are actually 2.5 ounce. They're big patties. They're not tiny sliders. They're bigger, bolder, and better.
Yeah, and I can say that they are. They are not your normal sliders, so they are really good. And you know, having that fresh food is so important to, you know, for people, and they look for that. So thank you for explaining that to us.
Thank you.
So when you're not working on your business, what do you like to do for fun?
We live in Michigan, and during summer, we try to go on a picnic. Most of the time, we try to enjoy the beautiful weather on a lake. And for most of the part, watching movies. When I have a lot of free time, what I do is I go door to door to businesses in the area to introduce them about the brand. I encourage people to come in, and as we love to see people coming in to our restaurants, dining in. For most of the part, hang out with the family. My priority is family, and I open a business and invest all my money in a business so I can have a lot more time with my family to enjoy life.
And it's good. And family is important, and you do have a beautiful family. So
thank you.
Can you describe for us one hardship or a life challenge that you rose above and can now say because of that challenge that you're better and or stronger for it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that I can think of right now, but let's relate something to Savvy Sliders. One of the challenge, catering that we face a lot, especially during football games, we get a lot of orders within 1 or 2 hours that cannot be done within 1 or 2 hours. So this is a big challenge for us to find a way how to prep all the food in a small amount of time and deliver it fresh. So this is like a big challenge for us at Savvy Sliders, especially during catering events. And so.
Good. And I can understand that. So typically, how much time would you like to have for catering orders?
So this is how we put it, for each 24 pack slider that we cook, it takes us about 15 minutes. For example, we had a customer that ordered 4 of them and they wanted them to be done within 20 minutes. It's impossible to get it done. And we tried to explain that to the customer, but that customer wasn't understanding at some point that food takes longer to cook. Especially we cook everything fresh. We cannot just cook burgers and put them in the warmer. We don't do that. We don't like to put anything in the warmers. We always want to cook everything fresh.
Oh, that is really good to know. Everything is fresh. You want it fresh for your client. You don't want it sitting around. So,
correct.
Yes, very good. What is one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business?
That we cook everything fresh. Be patient with us because we want you to have the great taste that I had 3 years ago. And this is my passion, to deliver the quality. And we care about customer service for most of the part. And we want you to come in and enjoy our food. And I want you to know that when you eat at Savvy Sliders Rochester Hills location, you're eating at a very, very clean restaurant that follow hygiene. And you will always get that excellent customer service no matter what. If you come in the morning or if you come in at night, 1 minute before closing, you will still get that fresh food and that great customer service. And we open late. We open at 10 p.m. We don't close at 8. Friday, Saturday, we do close at 12 a.m. A lot of people think that we close early, but we are not. And a lot of people get afraid to come in 1 minute or 2 minutes before closing because they think that we're going to just give them a leftover food. We don't actually have leftover food. We don't overcook and sit things in the warmer. We actually order everything. I mean, we cook everything fresh.
That is good. That is really, really good. And that's important to people. So exactly. Our listeners are intrigued. So I know I'm intrigued. I want to come to Savvy Sliders. So how do they find you? Where are you? And where do they need to go to have one of your tremendous burgers or chicken sandwiches?
So I have two locations. The first location is inside Great Lakes Crossing Mall. And no, we are not at the food court. We have our own dining area right in front of Bar Louie and AMC Theater. We're at District 6. You will never miss us if you go into District 6. You will see us, the big red building inside the mall. So, and Rochester is my second location that we opened. We opened 3 months ago. It's on South Rochester Road, right in front Mercedes-Benz dealership. You will never miss us. There's two flags, American flag underneath the Savvy Sliders flag. If you're heading north, we will be on your left side. If you're heading south, we will be on your right side.
That is great. Well, Raham, thank you so much for coming on our podcast today, telling us about how we can get fresh food made to order the way we like it and where you're located. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Lisa, for having me here. I appreciate the time, and I hope we see you soon. And in matter of fact, for our listeners, if they mention this broadcast, they will get a free shake with their meal.
Oh, so make sure you
mention that broadcast and we'll get you that free shake.
Oh, that is great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Rochester. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnprochester.com. That's gnprochester.com or call 248-988-9640.